some wild thing, and welcome to another great episode of The Bullshit Report, sponsored by Liquor Lollipops at liquorlollipops.com. 21 and up to sup. Stop eating kids' candy. Even before the baseball season begins, I hate to cancel Christmas for Atlanta Braves fans, but they're not going to win the World Series. In fact, it might be a good long time before they win a World Series. You want to know why? It's simple. Very, very easy. The Atlanta Braves are ran by bankers. What is it, SunTrust? SunTrust is a bank. Now, recently, SunTrust merged or bought another bank, so their name is changing over or what have you. But they still are bankers. And as everyone knows with bankers, they're very conservative. They're bean counters. You know, not a penny over, not a penny more. And as history has shown in the MLB, Major League Baseball, the teams that win are the teams that focus on winning, that understand the benefits of winning, that have won before, that have seen the spoils of victory. You see, bankers can only see what's in front of them. Whereas visionaries and people who built their empire off of vision, they can see a greater purpose. They see that, hey, if I win a World Series here, and you know, with my team, that's going to increase the value, and that's going to make it more lucrative. When I sell it, I make money back. That's going to make my fan base be strong and committed to me, and which guarantees, or pretty much guarantees, that you're going to be financially solvent. You know, you're making money that way. But the Braves, bankers, they don't understand that. Now, the Braves have one of the better minor league systems and have some of the best young talent going. However, when this talent starts to ripen and mature and is ready to really take off, you have to seriously wonder, are the Braves going to be willing to pay these players? If they're not willing to go after players now, when, you know, the opportunity is here. They made the playoffs the past 2 years. The opportunity is now. They're only a couple players away from doing major things. But, you know, the front office, they counting pennies, and, you know, they shortchanged Josh Donaldson. You know, Josh Donaldson, man, hit 40 home runs last year. And even bigger than that is he was a powerful presence in the clubhouse. For a very young team, he brought about a level of maturity, relatability. He was a very positive guy, and he was clutch. He was a great player. But they let him go over a couple dollars. And the dude really enjoyed the team. So if they're willing to do that with him and not pay him what he was worth on the open market, then how do you think you're going to get a better player? Arenado out of Colorado. How are you going to get that guy? How are you going to get Chris Bryant out of Chicago? You know, you're going to pay these players more. And yeah, these players may be better. But if you weren't willing to pay Josh Donaldson price, then you're not going to pay for superstars. And you're not going to compete on a major level. It's just not going to happen. And, I, you know, living here in Atlanta, I like the team. The team is young, they're vibrant, and they're going places. It's just that it's a limit to it. You see, when I lived in Houston, the Astros were very, very similar at one time to the Braves. The Astros had a lot of young talent. They had one of the top minor league programs. And as their talent made it to the major leagues, they shifted their philosophy. They started paying their players. They brought in Justin Verlander. They brought in Gerrit Cole. They brought in Zach Greinke. You know, they weren't afraid to invest into the success of the team. And what happened, you know, after they made the playoffs and after they won the World Series, they got an opportunity to see the spoils of victory, how it electrified the city, how their brand became greater, how they became one of the prominent teams in all of Major League Baseball. So, if the Braves could shift philosophies or grow their philosophy into that, then yeah, we could do something. But you have to trust, you have to have faith, and you have to be aggressive. You can't be counting beans. You got to put your chips on the table and go for it. If you see you had an opportunity, you have to go for it. You owe it to the players that's getting up every day and competing, putting it all on the line to go for it. So what do you think? Holla back. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. Make sure you follow, subscribe, share, tell a friend, and if you have any comments, please leave them. Also, make sure you check out my latest musical release, Motorcycle Music Volume 1, available on all streaming platforms. And also, make sure you support our sponsors, LiquorLollipops.com. Makers of non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored, great-tasting lollipops. They are the Starbucks of lollipops. All right? Well, I'm going to holler back at y'all. Peace.